Welcome. Today we're discussing some exciting new developments with Gemini's AI models, specifically their new implicit caching feature. It's a game changer for cost savings.
Implicit caching? I'm intrigued. I know Google pioneered caching, but it was always explicit, requiring a lot of setup. This sounds much more streamlined. So how does it work?
Exactly. Before, you had to explicitly tell the model to cache the prompt prefix. Now, with Gemini's 2.5 models, the reasoning models, not the 2.0 ones, it happens automatically. If the prefix is the same as a previous request, bam, you're eligible for that sweet 75% token discount.
Wow, a 75% discount? That's huge. So, does this only apply to text? What about other modalities like video?
Good question. You can front-load a ton of context, even a whole video, and get the discount on subsequent queries as long as the prefix remains the same. The presenter in the video shows a really cool example in a Colab notebook, demonstrating how it works with both text and video. It's pretty slick.
So, is explicit caching completely obsolete then?
Not necessarily. Explicit caching still has its place, especially if you know you'll be using the same cached content over a longer period, even between API calls. It gives you more control. But for many use cases, this implicit caching is a huge win for convenience.
Got it. So say I'm using a long system prompt, like setting up a persona for the model. Does implicit caching apply there?
Absolutely. The example in the video shows a pretty lengthy Marcus Aurelius advisor persona prompt. The first call sets the context, no caching yet. But the second call, when a question is asked, boom, the system prompt is cached, and the discount kicks in.
That's fantastic. Any limitations we should be aware of? Token limits, specific model versions, etc.
Right. Currently, it's only for the 2.5 models. For the Flash model, you need at least 1,024 tokens to trigger caching, and for the Pro model, it's double that, 2048. And, unfortunately, at the moment, it's not working for YouTube videos. Hopefully that'll change soon.
That is a bit of a bummer about YouTube. I was hoping to use this feature to save on processing costs for analyzing YouTube content. I wonder why that limitation exists. Maybe the dynamic nature of YouTube videos makes caching trickier.
Yeah, that's a good point. They do mention it specifically that it doesn't work yet with YouTube. It could be due to the dynamic nature of the content. I see. Interesting. I'm sure they're working on it. Regardless, this implicit caching is still a big step forward. It just simplifies things so much. No more complex caching setup, just automatic cost savings.
Definitely. Any final tips for our listeners on how to make the most of this new feature?
Structure your prompts strategically. Put the content you want cached at the beginning. The system instructions, context, long documents, whatever. And then add the specific queries or instructions at the end. This way, you maximize your savings with each subsequent call. And, of course, double-check your token counts to ensure you're hitting those minimum thresholds for caching to kick in. And that's it for today's discussion on Gemini's game-changing implicit caching. We hope you found this insightful. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.